This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Philadelphia's mayor is the latest official to be making a plea for tougher gun laws, this time after six Philly police officers were shot and wounded late yesterday. Jim Kenney says officers, quote, need help in keeping guns off the street. The shootings happened as officers were trying to serve a warrant on Maurice Hill. It led to a nearly eight-hour standoff, finally ending after Hill's lawyer, Shaka Johnson, spoke to him on the phone.
I could sense he was panicking and trying to figure out, how do I get out of this situation alive? And so I really wanted to thank the Philadelphia Police Department with respect to their patience that they instituted.
This evening, President Trump's to hold a campaign rally in New Hampshire, a state he lost to Democrat Hillary Clinton in 2016. Democratic groups are planning protests near the venue. This is USA Radio News.
This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck. This is truck oil. This is hunting, fishing, camping way off the grid oil. This is climbing mountains in the rain, snow, and mud oil. This is hauling the world's greatest tailgate party halfway across the country, oil. This is not top-down cruising to the corner store for cupcakes oil. This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck, just for your truck and SUV, oil. Find Shell Rotella Gas Truck at your local Advance Auto Parts today.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents. When generic insurance takes hold, one handsome man and one flightless bird are teaming up to save the world. Money. Their message? Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need. Their mission? Savings. Their relationship? Best friends. Say hello to Liberty Mutual's new spokes team. And Doug.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer. State laws apply.
Prosecutors say a woman charged with breaching more than 100 million Capital One credit applications may have hacked more than two dozen other companies. The FBI arresting Paige Thompson last month. She's due in a Seattle federal court for a hearing today. The U.S. Attorney's Office now says servers in her bedroom contain data stolen from over 30 companies, schools, and other organizations. 50 years ago today, the Woodstock Festival got underway in a small town in New York State. About 400,000 people showed up on Max Yasger's farm for the 3 days of peace and music. There were reports that numerous babies were born there. This woman claims she was one of them.
I was still in utero during the first 2 days of Woodstock, but by the beginning of the third day, I'd finally been born. So I got to see Jimi Hendrix close out the festival.
Plans to hold a concert to mark the 50-year Woodstock anniversary recently fell apart. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
No one was seriously hurt after a pickup truck drove into a group of protesters outside an Immigration and Customs Enforcement detention center in Rhode Island last night. It happened in a suburb of Pawtucket. The protesters were with a Jewish group called Never Again Action, which opposes U.S. immigration policy. Video shows a black pickup truck driving into a row of protesters. It came to a stop as they surrounded it. Minutes later, guards from the facility reportedly pepper sprayed the protesters, who claim that the man driving the truck was in fact one of the guards at the facility. The Labor Department just releasing the report showing 220,000 Americans filed first-time claims for unemployment benefits last week, 9,000 more than the previous week, but not too far off the 215,000 most economists were expecting to see in this morning's report. The biggest increases in claims were in Washington State, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. Steepest declines, Illinois, California, and Michigan. And the stars of Chrisley Knows Best are pleading not guilty to tax evasion. Todd and Julie Chrisley released on $100,000 bond yesterday and ordered to surrender their passports. The 12-count indictment against them also includes charges of wire fraud and conspiracy to commit bank fraud. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Attention, this is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you can always go to BillMartinezLive.com. It is all right there. And with us right now, Bob Beaupre, a Colorado native, political analyst, former congressman and chairman of the Colorado Republican Party, dairy farmer, banker, and real estate developer. Hey, Mr. Robert, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, I'm good. Nice to be talking to you again, Bill.
Always good to be connecting here. Well, there's so much going on still, with what's happening and all the conversation about gun control. Here we have in Philadelphia cops being taunted and jeered by the crowd as a wild shootout. I mean, this was absolutely insane what took place in Philly yesterday.
Totally insane. And, you know, I guess what we need is gun laws to make it more illegal. Did I hear right? This guy already had 6 felony convictions before yesterday. There's something that the gun control advocates always seem to forget. The perpetrators are criminals by definition. Criminals,
they just they don't follow the laws. Yeah, exactly.
No, they don't. Yeah,
right. How dare them? Come on, criminals. You guys got to follow the laws here.
It just baffles me. The people that end up, of course, feeling the pinch, the loss of freedom, every time we put more restrictions on our rights, and in this case, Second Amendment rights, the people that that pay the price are the law-abiding citizens,
exactly.
Not the criminals. So I wish there was a magic elixir. I wish there was a quick fix. I wish there was something just blatantly obvious that we could do. But
well, there is, Bob. There is. But people don't want to do it because they've made a purposeful decision to turn their back on God. Because, see, in the 21st century today, see, we can't talk about God. That's not good, you know? And
thank you for going there. I found I'm going to quote a Democrat. Yeah, are you ready?
Yes.
I found a quote just this past week in the work of El Paso and Dayton, those tragedies. And so I found something that John F. Kennedy actually said in his final, unfortunately, State of the Union in 1963, he said, this country, meaning America, of course, this country cannot afford to be materially rich and spiritually poor.
Wow.
And I think you said the same thing. We no longer value life. We no longer value our commitment to spouses, to family, to neighborhoods, to community. We have given up on what made this country great, and the biggest part of that was our belief in the Almighty.
Mm-hmm.
Ronald Reagan, not a quote, a Republican. Ronald Reagan said, how'd he say it? Something about one nation under God instead of one nation without God. We used to be a nation under God.
One nation without God is a nation gone under.
There it is. And now, we talk a lot, understandably, we'll probably talk some more about it this morning, that this very secular, leftist, socialist agenda that the Democrat presidential candidates are spewing, a part of that, they usually don't say it this bluntly, but a part of that is to secularize our society to get God, the ultimate authority, because they want to be the ultimate authority.
Exactly.
They want to get the Almighty out of the American culture so they can replace it with government.
It really, in a metaphysical kind of sort of way, what it is, Bob, it's, what has happened from day one. You know, here's your new God, America. This is the God that delivered you, that made you a great nation, that made you exceptional. And that new God is all ensconced and formed in part and parcel, as you say, with socialism. Because the fact of the matter is that we are designed, we're spiritual beings. We have got to worship something. And so what are you going to do? Are you going to worship the real God, or are you going to worship a false God? And this is what socialism always delivers. It delivers a false God that gives you empty promises. And look at what happens empirically. Time and again, when you look back on history, it is devastating. I mean, here we are. We're standing in the gap for the next generation, our grandkids and our great grandkids, this next generation coming up, Bob. And we are endorsing the abandonment of the very thing that made America great, that even made America possible. I mean, our founding fathers knew when they stood back, they just sat there and said, man, we couldn't have done this without God. We're not that smart. To be honest, that's how, I mean, when you read their journals and anecdotal drop-ins along the way, you know that they were absolutely overwhelmed by the idea that it was God's hand. They often say the hand of divine providence. That's what you often read, right?
Absolutely. Even some of the founders that were less religious, like Franklin, like Jefferson, gave the due to the Almighty, to that sense of value and virtue, accountability to something bigger than self, and certainly something bigger than government. They speak at length and eloquently about it. And we live in a very, very strange time when not only are the 300 million of us that are privileged to say we're Americans, but so much of the world needs the beacon of America, the ideal of America, the principles that made America so great. I had a very dear friend when I served on the Republican National Committee who came here from communist China. And he was telling me once about how he escaped, how he got here, how he taught himself the language, taught himself a trade, married an American doctor, made something of himself. He was quite accomplished. And I told him one day, I said, Solomon, you really love this country, don't you? And he paused, and I could tell you he was being quite thoughtful. And he finally turned back to me, and he said, Bob, where would people like me have to go if America ever failed?
Exactly. And that
I don't,
is just,
I don't
yeah.
think most of us Americans have a clue what we mean to the entire world. We have been blessed by the Almighty with this great nation. And as Reagan again told us, we won't pass it on in our DNA. We got to fight for it every generation, that freedom thing.
Well, and that's the thing, Bob, you know, when you talk about immigrants who come in legally and then they get to that point where they take an oath of citizenship. Wow. I mean, it is, It is so powerful. And I guess that's the reason why the media doesn't want to show people who, you know, they don't want to show them, they don't want to talk to them, right?
Yep. I've been to those events. It brings a tear to your eye and everybody in the room.
Well, it reinforces what we're all about, and again, how each of us, as you said so eloquently, Bob, how each of us can be so grateful for an America that serves as this this beacon of hope. We've got more from Bob Bouperry. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Ben Martinez.
He's been known to cure narcolepsy just by walking into a room. His organ donation card also lists his beard. He's a lover, not a fighter. But he's also a fighter, so don't get any ideas. He is the most interesting man in the world.
Stay listening, my friend. Bill Martinez died.
Yeah, but he's not a Fredo kind of fighter. I just want you to know that, all right, just for the record. Hey, we're back with you, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here, Bob Oupre, former congressman out of Colorado. Hey, Bob, are the Buffalo okay? I understand that the skies over Colorado were getting pummeled with just giant-sized chunks of hail, and the hail was so dangerous and brutal that it could actually kill people.
Yeah, it was pretty awful yesterday. Most of that, all of that, was on the extreme eastern plains. We're fortunately up in the high mountains. We're in a mountain plateau almost right at the Continental Divide at about 8,500 feet. Mm-hmm. And fortunately, we didn't get hit with that. But we've had more than our share of nasty weather this year. But Buffalo are fine.
Just want to make sure.
This summer, so they're happy and all is well.
Well, good. John Hickenlooper, your former governor, reports that he's going to wrap things up, huh? Run for Senate, maybe now?
Apparently today, finally, blessedly, he's gotten zero traction. The Real Clear Politics lists 20 of the would-be candidates' polling results. They don't even bother to mention him. I guess there's a message somewhere.
Yeah.
I always marveled. I ran against him, as you know, in 2014,
yes,
and almost got him. And I always marveled at a fascination with John Hickenlooper. In politics, we often talk about that guy's an empty suit. Well, John Hickenlooper's an empty suit. There really just isn't much to him. 8 years as governor, eight before that as mayor of Denver, and you say, well, what was his legacy? What did he accomplish? What can he take credit for? And the answer is pretty much nothing. He was a caretaker, and he reacted.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess his claim to fame is that he likes to sit around with people of different opinions and talk about it. Well, you can do that in a coffee shop.
Exactly.
When you're a governor or a president, you ought to know where you want to lead. And Hickenlooper's never been one of those. I think this would-be presidential run pretty well fleshed out who John Hickenlooper really is. We'll see now if he jumps into a Senate race.
Yeah, that's the rumor. Well, you know, and that has been the challenge of the Democratic Party from day one. Is they have thwarted their own vision. They didn't really have a vision. I mean, it's just, hey, we're just going to give away free stuff, and we hate Trump. And did I say we hate Trump? No.
Yeah, well, we hate Trump, we hate Trump, we hate Trump. Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Many have said it. I don't think this is a winning kind of agenda. You know, more illegal immigration, more abortion, more government spending, more entitlements, give away free college tuition, free this, free that, on and on and on. I don't think that is a majority winning kind of election agenda, but that seems to be where the party is going. Even Joe Biden, this kind of fascinates me. He's supposedly the moderate in the field, right?
Right.
When he and Obama ran together not that long ago, remember?
Mm-hmm.
The National Journal, having been a member of Congress, I pay attention to some of these voter rating things.
Mm-hmm.
We always thought National Journal was one of the more objective ones. Guess who the number one and number three most liberal voting records in the Senate were back then? Barack Obama, number one, most liberal. And Joe Biden, number three, most liberal. The only one in between them was Bernie.
Yeah.
And now Biden is supposed to be this moderating force. None of them are. They're all a bunch of very radical leftists. And if he wants to go there, that's where they're all going to grift. And it looks like that's where the party wants to go.
Well, according to Trevor Loudon and others who have been tracking this for a long time, they've declared that the Democrats have finally, you know, come out of the closet in a sense, because they've been there for a long time. They've kind of just chipped away at the edges, and now they've just come out and said, yeah, we're full-blown socialists, and so what do you make of it? And, and they do this in the face of a robust economy. And, things that have been turned around, all these failed policies of the previous administration have been at the hands of Republicans and, you know, Donald Trump. And I might even say probably in some cases, probably more Donald Trump than Republicans, because you get the establishment that kicks against, you know, tradition. And, you know, you get that idea. I've said several times, you know, it's like that old book, you know, you move my cheese. You know, some people are upset because their cheese got moved. And, you know, so you got some of that dynamic going on instead of people stepping back to say, hey, look at, you know, we've got some things that are happening in a positive way here. And, you know, Bob, is, you know, when business is operating and you see, hey, look at, this is working. We want more of what's working. And what do we do to promote those good things? You don't sit there and look at your business and go, well, is this a Republican advancement or is this a Democratic advancement? No, this is going to help the people in general. But, you know, we've become so political and so prejudiced about everything that has to do with politics that, you know, God forbid we give Trump a win. I go, well, what do you mean? What about the American people? The American people deserve a win. After 8 miserable years with Barack Obama, he basically, you know, the Democratic Party single-handedly destroyed health care in this country. And we need to get this back on going. They obliterated the immigration policies. They have put us on the road to lawlessness. And then we wonder why we've got all this outbreak of insidious things that are the result of lawlessness, including suicide, opioid addiction, sex trafficking. Just go right down the list.
Yeah, and along the way, don't forget that there has been the volumes of tens of thousands of pages of more regulation placed on us as individuals and collectively as society, you know, more government, less freedom.
Mm-hmm.
People are very, rightfully so, hypersensitive these days. And you mentioned business. I've been in business all my life, small business, ran a bank for a while, a community bank, and enjoyed that immensely. But, along the way, what I found, and my observation of business in general, is you don't make just good for business decisions anymore. You alluded to this. Everything is looked at now through the prism of politics instead of what makes business sense, what makes political sense. And increasingly, the government is making those decisions. What's my accountant say? What's my lawyer say? What's my state senator say? What's the federal government say?
Mm-hmm.
That takes a toll on the great American economy, a big time toll on the great American economy, and it's really getting in the way.
Well, Bob, if we had a little bit of cooperation, I maintain, you know, right now, of course, last quarter we were 3.2, we're back in the twos again, sadly. But I believe with a little bit of cooperation, we'd had to. Well, first of all, the USMCA trade deal not being signed is absurd. That is just absurd. You know, because if we had that done, then Trump moves on, we get the Japan trade squared away, we get some European trade squared away, and then what kind of pressure does that put on China then, you know, to come into the fold?
Right, you are. I pray we can get a China agreement. When I last ran for governor, I was in 2014,
mm-hmm.
Colorado was still trying to come out of the funk of that extended Obama recession. And I really believe that if we would lighten the regulatory load, just even at our state level, pray that we could get some relief at the federal level, I think we could have a sustainable right at 4% GDP annual growth rate. You know, this nonsense that Barack Obama spewed and most of the Democrats fell in line. That we've got a new normal closer to zero.
Right.
That's just pure nonsense. It's un-American.
Exactly. It really is.
Get government out of the way. Let people be people again. Let them make their own decisions. What's good for business? And off we would go.
Well, that's what happens when you lose faith in people, and you have no hope in people. Then your answer is the government, right?
Right.
And this is the big difference. It's a good point. You're exactly spot on, Bob. That's the difference between the two parties, is you've got one party believing in big government, and you got the other party saying, nope, we the people. You know, they've got the power, without a doubt.
I ran against Terry Hooper in 2014. I said it this way. The choice is obvious. Do you trust in people or do you trust in government?
Amen. Thank you, Bob. Appreciate it. Bob Bupre, I'm Bill Martinez. Rates by 0.25%. Chances are you're paying too much for your mortgage or those high-interest credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates we've seen in 10 years, so now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Philadelphia's mayor is the latest official to be making a plea for tougher gun laws, this time after six Philly police officers were shot and wounded late yesterday. Jim Kenney says officers, quote, need help in keeping guns off the street. The shootings happened as officers were trying to serve a warrant on Maurice Hill. It led to a nearly eight-hour standoff, finally ending after Hill's lawyer, Shaka Johnson, spoke to him on the phone.
I could sense he was panicking and trying to figure out, how do I get out of this situation alive? And so I really wanted to thank the Philadelphia Police Department with respect to their patience that they instituted.
This evening, President Trump's to hold a campaign rally in New Hampshire, a state he lost to Democrat Hillary Clinton in 2016. Democratic groups are planning protests near the venue. This is USA Radio News.
This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck. This is Truck Oil. This is hunting, fishing, camping way off the grid oil. This is climbing mountains in the rain, snow, and mud oil. This is hauling the world's greatest tailgate party halfway across the country, oil. This is not top-down cruising to the corner store for cupcakes oil. This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck, just for your truck and SUV, oil. Find Shell Rotella Gas Truck at your local Advance Auto Parts today.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you deemed a bullet. I trust your taste implicitly. Thank you.
Bill Martinez, live.
You know, just when you thought the blue dress was out of your memory, it comes screaming back at us. I don't know if you saw the portrait that a business associate in Epstein's mansion in New York happened to catch. And she went ahead and took a picture on her cell phone as she was passing through. And, of course, now this picture has gone viral. It is a picture of our former president, Bill Clinton, yes, with red high heels and a come-hither look in a blue dress. It is it's hysterical, Megan Barth, I got to tell you. Megan Barth joins us now. She's the co-chair of Red Wave America PAC, the Media Equality Project reports, founder, proprietor of ReaganBabe.com. Megan, how you doing?
Doing well, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm just shaking my head. I cannot believe the blue dress is back, back on the front page again.
Yes, and Bill Clinton's wearing it. What sick freaks. You know, the Epstein story keeps getting more and more distorted, perverted, and sick and twisted. And so we look at the connections that the Clintons have to Epstein, including Hillary Clinton, mm-hmm. and the mystery kind of widens, including the mystery surrounding his death. I don't know if you saw the latest report. I haven't had a chance to post.
He's got a broken bones in his neck.
Yes, I guess he broke his neck before he hung himself.
Right.
So there's going to be a lot of questions related to, and I think the investigation for the DOJ will hopefully give us some answers, is how does the main perpetrator, the main suspect, the accused, in the largest child sex trafficking ring implicating very powerful politicians and people, including members of the royal family, how is that protected?
Right.
As a federal, by our federal government.
Well, and that's these, well, that's what happens when you incarcerate people. They're there to be protected, right? Until their day in court.
Right, from themselves or from somebody else.
Yeah. Exactly.
Right. Yeah. And so, you know, the DOJ obviously is looking into this, but no one is buying the fact that he suicided himself.
Yes.
Especially now that the autopsy reports show that the breaks in the neck are not necessarily related to hanging. They are more indicative of foul play.
Right. Well, and the other thing that came out, again, this is all the conspiratorial stuff that is just off the charts right now. And you saw pictures, and I saw, you know, when you see the picture of the dead Epstein, it doesn't look anywhere close. I mean, I understand when you die, you know, certain things are going to change. But not like this. I mean, it looks like, you know, this is a plant, and maybe the real Jeffrey Epstein is in South America hanging with Adolf Hitler.
You're right. Yes. exactly. It keeps getting, or Tupac. Who knows?
Yeah, right. Exactly.
But the mystery widens, but what necessarily doesn't widen now is exactly who is in his black book. His black book that was found contained at least 300 British people in and around the royal family, including hundreds of others, because, again, his crimes spanned decades. And the child sex trafficking ring, because that's really what this is. It was an international pedophilia ring.
Exactly.
Among some very powerful people. And we're supposed to trust our federal government? I mean, this is what the Democrats keep telling us, is that the government's going to take care of us. Well, the government couldn't even take care of Jeffrey Epstein.
Mm-hmm.
And so, again, I think more and more is going to come out every day. This case certainly isn't shut. But when we lose not only the main perp, but the main witness to this international crime ring, we have some big problems that lie ahead, and many people are going to have some big problems, including Gaswell, I believe is how you pronounce her last name.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
She was basically the groomer,
right?
For Epstein, and
What is she going to do right now, Megan? I mean, is she the next target? I mean, this seems like one of those deals where all of a sudden everybody is in jeopardy. I mean, you got the number one guy. Now let's clean up the rest of the mess. Why not, right? I mean, this seems to be the trajectory and the tradition of what happens when, you know, they start taking people out. I mean, when does it stop here? And I think anybody associated with Epstein is in jeopardy.
Oh, absolutely. Specifically this gal, Gaswell, and no one can really find her. There have been some rumors, and I don't blame her. I'd be in hiding as well.
Mm-hmm.
But she's definitely holed up somewhere. No one can seem to find her. She is the primary witness outside of Jeffrey Epstein to the crime. She's the aider and abettor. She groomed the girls. There's some rumors that she's laying low in Massachusetts. But, yeah, again.
Well, she doesn't want to end up in jail in New York, right?
Right. I was just going to say, you know, the last place she probably wants to be is in federal custody.
Right. Oh, my gosh. This is totally, totally insane. And here we are, you know, again, brought to you by the Democrats. Here comes a tinfoil hat for everybody, you know, because we're now thrown into the realm of the conspiratorial when this thing is just out of control. I mean, and you knew, Megan, you knew as soon as the autopsy was announced that it was completed, but they couldn't make, you know, they could not make a statement. You knew this thing was dirty right away. I mean, my antenna went up real big time and going, oh, no, this is going to be a mess.
Well, and according to the latest reports as well, the warden and two officers in that facility have been put on leave. Does anybody get fired from the federal government? Does anybody get fired from the federal government? I would think that termination would probably be the first step when you negated or neglected to do your primary duty, which was to protect Jeffrey Epstein from himself and from others. But, again, they were just put on leave and not fired.
Right. Well, let the people that have put together this this cabal and this conspiracy and, you know, this whole injustice and, you know, that they have perpetrated, let them pay for these guys. Why should we, the people, you know, pay for them? Because, you know, they're put on time out, but, you know, or whatever, or they still have a job and we're still paying for it. You know, we love the incompetence so much, we're just going to keep paying for it.
Yeah, I was at dinner last night. We were talking about this very subject, and I said, why did it take the FBI so long to gain access to Jeffrey Epstein's mansion? Why weren't they in his mansion, or on his island, rather, clearing out the evidence once he was arrested for sex trafficking and pedophilia, et cetera? They didn't go in until weeks later, and a drone actually caught the fact that within those weeks that the FBI did not access the mansion on the property, that electronics were removed, and they weren't removed by the FBI. And there were a variety, and a lot of people at the table didn't know, but one guy came up with a good explanation that is perhaps you're dealing with, you know, international law, you're not necessarily dealing with the U.S. property. And I just don't know that that's the fact. But again, we have the FBI waiting weeks and weeks to gather the evidence from the largest sex trafficker internationally, but weeks later, and it doesn't seem as though they got the hard drive or they got the computer or the electronics that went missing.
Well, it's amazing that when it's, again, we get the Republican versus Democrat, but when it's a Republican, boy, they storm the homes, they've got computers, they take over everything. If it's Hillary Clinton or the Democrats, somehow they can't seem to capture emails. They allow her to break up product, I mean, you know, enough to bleach bit and clean up her computer system, but then let's just break up all the cell phones and, you know, hammer this and hammer that. You know, there's no movement. Benghazi, same thing. You know, you knew that there had to be cautionary tape, you know, where there should have been around Benghazi, and then how long did it take them to get in there? That one, you know, yes, you know, your friend's the explanation of it being an international situation, but still, with all the force and power that the United States has, you mean to tell me we can't secure a crime scene, even internationally?
Yeah, there you go. You cannot secure the crime scene. Yeah, period, end of story. What is the FBI's job exactly?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's all playing into the hands, and it adds all to the conspiracy, but it's amazing. They're pretty good at going into Michael Flynn's home or, you know, Roger Stone's. I mean, just go on down the list. But for something like this, and as diabolical as this, nah, that's okay. You know, we just, we'll take our time. We'll get there eventually. We've got more from Megan Barth after this. Stay with us, America, just about 18 minutes before the top of the hour.
This is Dan Perkins from Songs and Stories for Soldiers with your Veterans Tip of the Day. Have you noticed that interest rates on home loans have dropped at least 1% in the last 6 months? Did you miss the opportunity to refi your home mortgage the last time interest rates were heading lower? Here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. Get focused and know the facts of your existing mortgage. So go to the safe or the shoebox, wherever you have important papers, and look through it and find your mortgage. Next, look through it and find out these three things. When did you take out the loan, the year, how much did you borrow, the amount, and what is the interest rate, percentage? Write this down on a sticky and put it on the fridge and start looking at bankrate.com for mortgage interest rate. If the new rate is 1% or more lower than the rate on the fridge, start looking at a refi. Remember, a refi puts money in your pocket. This has been Dan Perkins with your Veterans Tip of the Day.
Are you occasionally stressed, feeling fatigued? It doesn't have to be this way. Support your body's response to all kinds of stress. Promote energy levels and nurture a sense of well-being with Quantum Nutrition Lab's Stress Support, B12, and Adrenal Support. For a limited time, all three are on special. Buy two bottles and get the third one free. Call 888-588-7578. That's 888-588-7578. Or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's QNLABS.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of the Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
The truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Thank God Almighty, we are free at last.
Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you. 14 minutes. Yes, it is. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Great to have you along with us. This portion of Bill Martinez Live being brought to you by my good friends at Network Capital Funding, the direct lending team. It's going to start saving you money on your mortgage and high-interest credit card payments. Give them a call right now, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. They've got all the details for you, and you can be on the road to some great financial benefits, especially with the rates falling the way they are. Megan Barth, co-chair of Red Wave America PAC and also the founder proprietor of ReaganBabe.com, is with us. She was out in, you were out in the forest. You were kind of like off the grid yesterday with Congressman McClintock, huh?
Yes, I have been at a Western caucus. It is part of a group. There is about 60 of us, and I was invited by one of the funders. Mm-hmm. And we were all throughout the National Forest, throughout California, at the Tahoe Basin, talking about fire prevention. Of course, all the forest fires, specifically, you remember many of them last
yes.
year. And, you know, what's interesting about the environmentalists is that they call themselves environmentalists, but they're not conservationists.
Yes, right.
And the spotted owl, of course, remember that was the first endangered species that really was brought to national attention when it came to forest management. The spotted owl has lost 25% of its
population.
Population. Thank you. Because of the forest fires. Now that so, what's killing the spotted owl? Cleaning out the forest and interrupting perhaps its, you know, mating rituals,
right?
Or is it the incinerators that are being generated by the lack of forest management? It's lack of forest management.
This has been going on for decades, Megan. This is about
30 years. Yeah,
this is how stupid this is, you know?
Right. Yeah, and so you can trace it back, actually, and I wrote about this and it appeared in the Daily Wire. They picked it up. Katie Grimes, an investigative reporter, and I were doing a lot of research on the California fires. But it can go back decades. It can go back to Bill Clinton to 1996 with some new timber restrictions that really put the logging business out of business. But it also can go back to 2012 because it really kind of empowered the federal government and the environmentalists under Barack Obama with some new environmental regulations. So, you know, a lot of these forests were overgrown and neglected. And so when Trump talked about raking the forest, that's actually what you do.
Exactly.
You rake the forest. You rake the underbrush. You clear out the overgrowth and the undergrowth that has taken decades to accumulate.
And amazing that California, Megan, their feelings got hurt because they were held into account. I mean, how could you argue what it was that Donald Trump was saying needed to be done? I mean, this is a cycle. I was born and raised in California, and I saw the cycle come every year. You know, is that the fires would come, the rains would come, then we'd have floods. And we'd have added destruction until the next fire would come, until the next rains would come, and there would be more mud, you know, flowing through the state of California. I mean, you know, it's like this is just common sense. And Donald Trump comes in and says, look at, you know, to your point, as you were saying earlier, this is mismanagement. You know, yeah, we're all about the environment and being, but just as much a part of the environment is conservation, is you do the right thing to promote, you know, the growth and protect the, you know, said environment. And they were just flat out ignoring this.
Right, and they weren't being allowed, because of the environmental lawsuits, et cetera, in California, they weren't being allowed to build or at least carve out access roads. So that's oftentimes why the fires just are uncontained and get out of control, because the trucks can't access the areas to fight the fires because the environmentalists have limited their ability to build the necessary roads in the forest. So, like I said, environmentalists are not conservationists. They really have destroyed much of what they vowed to protect. And I think that they are much smarter than that. I think it's more of a plan just to kind of burn it down and start over and build it in your own image. Because that's what we see happening time and time again, specifically with Democrat policies. If you look at Ferguson, for example, if you look at Baltimore and the riots that ensued, the mayors basically stepped out of the way and said, you know, let it burn, right? Let the city burn. Let the riots riot, right? And so once the city was destroyed, much like, you know, an out-of-control fire, they can rebuild that fire from the fire and from the ashes in their new image. And guess what? They get billions of dollars in federal government money to do so, and that money just disappears.
Yes. Well, this is so insidious, brought to you by big government and, oh, yes, the Democratic Party, by the way. Megan, at ReaganBabe.com, you've got an article here about a GOP lawmaker is sharing a tip about an illegal coup against Trump. And I think it's quite interesting that now this is starting to go. You know, we've been talking, you know, with Sarah Carter, we've had conversations, you know, you've talked about this, Jerome Corsi. I think Jerome Corsi was one of the first on the show, 2 years ago, to say and declare that this was nothing short of a coup. And when he said that, I almost fell out of the chair. I said, wow, this is, you know, this is very powerful. But now this is at a point where you've got congressmen and women that are seeing this diabolical attempt against our form of government and a duly elected president as a coup. I mean, these words are being said in the halls of Congress now.
Right, and that politician from Arizona was Paul Gosar, and I was actually with him yesterday as well. Great guy. Between Tom McClintock and him, real good fighters, real good conservative fighters. They say what they mean, and they mean what they say. And that's exactly what Paul Gosar said, is that it is a coup, and it was. I mean, it's a seditious, treasonous coup. And that's how we have to look at this, and that's how Bill Barr is doing right now, as well as you know, the Inspector General and the specially appointed prosecutor out of, I can't remember his name now. But nonetheless,
you're talking about Durham, John Durham.
Okay, thank you, yeah. John Durham. And then, of course, we also have Hoover somewhere. Hoover is supposed to be investigating the Clinton Foundation. He was appointed by Jeff Sessions. No one knows where Hoover is. But when you look at the overall investigation and kind of the three areas they're really looking into, is, you know, who was involved? Why did the FBI use tainted, manufactured evidence, knowing full well that it was unsubstantiated, coming from a British agent, Christopher Steele, who was fired by the FBI. Why did they use his manufactured dossier to lie to the FISA court? Mm-hmm. And this kind of brings me to red flag laws. Okay, so here we have the FBI lying to one of the most powerful clandestine courts in the nation in order to unseat a duly elected president, or at least inhibit a candidate from becoming president, so meddling in the election. These are the same people that want to pass red flag laws.
Yes, exactly.
That are these are the same people that would go so far as to manufacture evidence, plant manufactured evidence within the FISA courts so they can get a spy warrant. These are the same people that have been calling us communists or Nazis and you know, Russian agents. They're the ones that want to take our guns. Yeah. No, that they're going to be the arbiters.
Yeah. Well, this is all about projection. I think what we can do is, if you remember what Brett Kavanaugh said in the hearing and in one of his speeches, he was talking about his mother and what she did. She said, in her closing statement to a jury, she would say that which is reasonable. You know, consider that which is reasonable as being reasonable. It is. I mean, you know, and so when you look at reason throughout this whole process, yes, it stinks to high heaven, and nobody wants to think that a reigning president, a sitting president of the United States, would be involved with this, because the fact of the matter is reason tells you that this did not happen on Barack Obama's watch without Barack Obama orchestrating it, whether it was, you know, the orchestration against political conservatives through the IRS and what he did with the EPA, which you know, lightly touched on just a moment ago. I mean, this was all manufactured by an agenda, by a president holding to a strict, very liberal, progressive agenda. But what they did here is they really jumped the shark here in trying to absolutely destroy our democratic government by all these shenanigans they did. They circumvented, you know, U.S. law by going overseas and using outside agents and foreign operatives. And, of course, the very thing that they have been accusing Trump of, that they have no basis, but yet they themselves, I mean, there is clear evidence that it was themselves, they were doing the actual thing they've been accusing Trump of doing. It's amazing.
Right, and that's, you know, your typical Olinsky projection. You accuse others of what you are guilty of, and that's the manufactured perception and narrative carried throughout the press. And it wasn't just prior to Trump taking office. It was all during his first, 2.5 years of his presidency. The shadow of the Mueller investigation was over his presidency, and then when finally Bob Mueller shows up, they realize that their star in this, you know, leading special counsel is an absolute bumbling idiot.
Yes.
We realize that he didn't even write the Mueller report. It was Jeffrey Weinstein that wrote the Mueller report. And so the coup carried on all the way through the special counsel. We can't forget that is the reason why James Comey leaked information to the press via his friend at Columbia was to get a special counsel.
Exactly.
So it was a setup from the get-go.
Well, and you talk about projection, Megan. I mean, listen to the things that candidate Hillary Clinton said and how she projected on Donald Trump the very thing that she knew all along the Democrats were doing, and she was throwing it on Donald Trump. I mean, when you go back and you read the text of some of these debates and her statements, I mean, it is obvious, and to your point, it's all projection.
Well, it's Olinsky projection, and let's not forget that Hillary Clinton wrote her college thesis on Saul Alinsky. She was he was her mentor.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Megan Barth, Megan, where can they go for more information to stay connected with you?
ReaganBabe.com. Reagan as in Ronald, Babe as in Ruth. ReaganBabe.com.
There it is. Okay, Megan Barth, I'm Bill Martinez live. Thank you, Megan. Have a great day.
Thanks, Bill. You too.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Most of you know.